In 1945, an 18-year-old left-handed pitcher from Norristown, Pennsylvania, signed a baseball contract. It took him until 1954 to make it to the majors. He was there for bits of three seasons, all of 26 games, career record, 0 wins, 4 losses. And there he was today, at the National Portrait Gallery of the Smithsonian Institution, staring at his own life-size portrait.
That's amazing, you know. A lot of great, wonderful things happened to me, but to have something like this happen is just unbelievable.
Tommy Lasorda didn't get to the Smithsonian, or to baseball's Hall of Fame for that matter, on the strength of his curveball. He has spent 60 years in the Dodgers organization, 20 of them as manager, 8 division titles, 4 pennants, 2 World Series championships. Of course, Lasorda didn't grow up dreaming of being a great big league manager.
When I was 15 years old, I used to actually dream I was pitching in Yankee Stadium. Bill Dickey was my catcher. I looked over at Lou Gehrig at first, and right field was Babe Ruth, and center field was DiMaggio. And then all of a sudden, I feel my mother shaking me and saying, "Wake up, Tommy. It's time to go to school." I said, "Why did she take me away from that dream? It was so real." Then I was warming up in the bullpen in Yankee Stadium.
For real?
Yeah, and they called me in to pitch to Yogi Berra. And I said, "I've been here many times, but in my dreams." And face Yogi.
How'd you do?
I got him out.
All the years before you made it up to the majors, were you always confident that you'd have a career in the big leagues, or were there times when you felt, I'd better find a job one of these days?
No, my goal was to pitch in the big leagues. That was my goal. I started in the lowest league in baseball, and I worked my way all the way up to AAA and then to the big leagues. And I never reached the level that I thought I would reach as a player, but that's the way it goes. So then when I started from the bottom as a manager, and I worked my way up to managing the Dodgers for 20 years.
You know, I was thinking you've had such a long career with the Dodgers. I mean,
well,
60 years with the Dodgers.
60 years, yeah.
And yet, if back in the 40s and 50s, you had been not in the Dodgers organization, which was a great organization, but say with the Phillies.
That's right.
Or the Pirates, somewhere at the cellar of
the
National
League. Well, I was with the Phillies.
Maybe there was more room for playing in the majors with those organizations.
Possibly.
Yeah. Would it have been worth it?
You know, we're all put here for a reason. And one little movement changes your way of life. For example, leaving spring training, I was on the Pueblo roster, and I went to the farm director, Fresco Thompson, and I told him, "I'd like to go to Greenville." Same classification, and he okayed it. Now, if I didn't go to Greenville, I would have never met my wife. Changed my whole life.
And you've been with your wife almost as long as you've been with the Dodgers.
1 year less.
1 year less.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about the portrait for a moment. Yeah. Do you think that Mr. Kinstler has got the bat posed in such a way that it kind of narrows your trunk a little bit there? I think he's got that set up well so that we're getting a good take on your midsection.
All managers wind up with those.
Not just managers, actually. Congratulations.
Thank you very
on this
much.
And happy 82nd birthday.
Thank you. That's right. So, I appreciate you doing this.
Tommy Lasorda. His portrait by Everett Raymond Kinstler was unveiled at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington today, which is also his 82nd birthday.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.